playoffs. Was that anything important?
Hey, Jay, I mentioned while you were on the phone, the guy from the Bears is going to play Bruce Springsteen.
Is he?
Yeah.
What's his name? I don't know. It's like a three-name thing, right?
Yeah.
It starts with a J, I thought. Jeremy.
I think you're onto something there.
Yeah, I know. Jeremy Allen White is his name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jeremy Allen White.
All right, here's a question for you.
What is it?
That's an interrogatory statement seeking information, but that's not important. Eddie Van Halen's family, they were there with him in the hospital when he passed away.
There you go.
His ex-wife, Valerie Bertinelli, their son, Wolfgang, Eddie's brother, Alex, and Alex's two sons. As soon as he passed away, they ordered pizza.
Really?
Valerie says, I forgot who suggested it. We were like, hey, should we have pizza? Because he couldn't eat, and the last thing Eddie really wanted was pizza. He loved pizza and burritos, so we had pizza in his hospital room. I hope people don't think that's morbid.
Not at all.
I don't think so.
I would agree with you.
You're free to grieve in your own way.
And if that takes pepperoni and extra cheese,
then go for it.
Oh, it's East of the Rockies. We'll pause my jibber-jabber for a word with East.
No, I've just got a quick question. Are they really doing a biography film of Rick Peters? You said the boss?
Oh, the boss. I see what you did there. Yeah. See, the boss is what they call,
the guy that owns the company.
Yeah.
Yeah, the subtitle could be Let Loose the Dogs of War. I think it would be great. That would be a great... I would pay for view on that.
I will let you know when that production goes into production. Thanks. We already mentioned Morgan Wallen's not only potentially career-ending chair throw, but his freedom-ending chair throw, three felonies, tossing a chair off the roof of a six-story building that landed right next to two police. Not a good idea.
We'll see, man. He got remember, he got pulled off of Saturday Night Live like the night before because he had a racial tirade out on his lawn that one time, and that didn't stop him. Dude shot to number one. There were places saying, we're not going to play him, but it did not stop people from listening to him at all. And I don't know that this is going to stop him either.
Well, I don't know if they will stop listening, but we live in times where companies, they'll support somebody to a point, but when it gets to the felony area, they may cut ties. Legally, they can't.
Usually a white guy dropping the N-word is enough to get those sponsors dropped, but it didn't. It didn't hurt his career.
We're not talking about his career. We're talking about a company's willingness to have a relationship with somebody who's out there throwing that around.
I think his record company dropped... I don't remember if his record company dropped him, or I'm not sure, and he went for independent publishing, maybe? I'm not sure.
I don't think any of it's right. We're watching our freedoms hinge on...
I'm just not sure anything's going to happen, but we'll see.
There's been a lot of reaction to it in the country world. John Rich says, I can't help but recall all the destructive, crazy things I did early in my career. The combo of intense pressure, expectations, and over-the-top success is a dangerous cocktail.
Isn't it?
Says it takes a lifetime to build what he's built and 1 second to destroy it. Among other reactions, I'm going to tell Morgan Wallen what my teacher used to tell me. Keep all four on the floor. Morgan Wallen was charged with three felonies, and not a single one of them was for that haircut. I like that. I just know that Morgan Wallen's PR team is tired.
Yeah,
others posted a clip of Bobby Knight throwing a chair across the basketball court. I got to interview him.
Knight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was very tame. When he wasn't in a total
flame-time
rage.
He's probably very tame, probably easy to have a conversation with. Probably just completely normal until
he goes off.
That triggers. Yeah.
And who was the Ohio State coach again?
Woody Hayes.
Yeah, Woody Hayes.
That ended his career.
Yeah.
Punch a player, a hole. There's one from Mission Impossible where Tom Cruise throws a chair through an office window. It was captioned Morgan Wallen after the Appletini hits.
Appletini. I love it.
Finally, and maybe the serious burn of all, Beyonce is number one in the country charts. Morgan Wallen is 101.5626 of the Davidson County Sheriff. So he's got some situations to deal with. And later on today,
the Apple team.
We may, instead of doing our regular morning maroon nominees, because that bus thing, that's...
Right, that's the winner.
Yeah. But we have a country edition of Dumb Stuff.
Oh, okay.
So... That may...
Y'all?
Are we still in Florida, though? Probably.
Some of that probably was. It's almost inevitable, like gravity. All right, we're going to get an update on traffic in just a moment.
Speaking of, the Maxwell Gate on Maxwell Boulevard, that is still closed until further notice.
Okay, so go Day Street?
Yeah, Day Street and Kelly Street are still open, operating as normal. I saw somebody go into the Day Street gate this morning. Which I was like, it's just been a long time since I've seen them use the Day Street gate.
Wow. I've never even knew about the Kelly Street gate.
Yeah, there's those two gates. They're working, but the Maxwell gate is, the Maxwell Boulevard gate is closed.
All righty. And Menthol Meredith's thoughts on the eclipse yesterday, right after Rich's forecast next hour. Right now, I'd like to talk about Brian Jewelry in Prattville. My daughter is a big fan of their merchandise, and she's got a wish list at BrianJewelry.com. And my daughter is a reasonable young lady. And many years ago, I think it was the first thing we purchased from Brian Jewelry for her, was a ring, her favorite, wears it at work, being a graphic designer and quite busy, you know, creating things with her hands. It got dinged up a little bit, so we took it back and got a new setting for it, and they refurbished the ring as well at Brian Jewelry. It's a lifetime partnership with them when you buy anything. Free care and cleaning for the lifetime of your purchase at Brian Jewelry. Now, you may have a birthday or somebody you're celebrating, retirement, whatever the occasion might be. If you're stuck at IDEA, these are the people to see, because for seven decades and three generations, they have been helping people find the perfect gift for that special occasion or person. They're at 1778 East Main in Prattville. Visit them online before you visit the store, though, because there's a little membership thing you can click there. When you do that, just give them your email address. You'll be able to save $100 on any item worth $200 or more when you make that first purchase at Brian Jewelry. See why people travel from all over the state, even out of state, to come back and do business with them. Your local jeweler with big-time access to a huge collection. Synchrony Luxury accounts for 0% financing and layaway, too, all under one roof. That's Brian Jewelry. Start at BrianJewelry.com. Here's traffic with Skipper, SRN News, coming up.
Well, we had an accident earlier, I-85 southbound, just past Shorter around mile marker 19. We believe they may have gotten that cleared by now, but please use caution there just in case you're headed in that way this morning. In Montgomery, light to moderate traffic building a good bit. I-65 and 85 into Montgomery. And we've got a good bit of traffic on 231 out of Wetumpka this morning as well. Getting busy, but no major problems. Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, or in Wetumpka. When you need the best equipment, Thompson Tractor has everything from compact construction to heavy-duty machines. With over 65 years of service, Thompson Tractor's on Highway 80 off I-85. Wendell Jake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Reward yourself and your home with beautiful new flooring from Georgia Floors Direct. Since 1969, GFD has guaranteed the lowest prices on the largest inventory of all types of flooring. Visit or call today, Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Giving you something to think about. This is Morning Shower Thoughts.
The sun is a space heater.
Morning Shower Thoughts.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Doing an end run around the Supreme Court, President Biden rolling out another student loan debt giveaway scheme. Republicans complain Biden's scheme unfairly transfers student debt to taxpayers who didn't take out the loans. Crunch time this week for House Speaker Mike Johnson. He decides if and how to funnel more money to Ukraine. Despite pressure from allies abroad, including the U.S., Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu is not backing down on his pledge to take the war on Hamas to the southern Gaza city of Rafah. A New York appeals court judge has turned down former President Trump's request to delay next week's start of his so-called hush money trial. Trump team also failed to get a change of venue for that trial, which is to take place in Democrat-dominated Manhattan. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 1 point. NASDAQ futures up 23 points. More details at srnnews.com.
You know, these days, so refreshing to get some good news about how to pay for health care, especially if you're 65 or older. You know just how brutal costs can be. Well, MediShare now has a new option for you. It's called MediShare 65 Plus. And MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. And it really is a community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. If you got Medicare Parts A and B, MediShare 65 Plus fills in those gaps where Medicare stops. It's a great way to fight inflation, too, because it starts at only $99 a month for up to 10 years. And it's easy. You can use any Medicare-approved doctor or get 24/7 telehealth access, prescription savings, dental and vision savings. Just very worth looking into. MediShare 65 Plus is taking applications now. And if you call with the promo code SHARE before April 30th, your second month will be free. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Everybody wants to know if Menthol Meredith had a good time during yesterday's eclipse. It is 7:13. Here she is.
Well, I'm the dang winner of the eclipse. While all y'all mouth breathers was staring up at the stupid sun, I ripped off the Dollar Tree. Big time. Yep, I timed it just right, so I got to the Dollar Tree a couple minutes before it started. Then, when all the yahoos that worked there went outside, man, I crammed my pantyhose full of crap that I wanted and then just walked out of there like la-ti-da-ti-da. And in my left leg, I crammed Doritos, Pennzoil, and roach spray. And in my right leg, I crammed fruit roll-ups, a couple pregnancy tests, and a carton of Newports. Dang, I'm smart. Okay, y'all, I gotta go. My ex-cousin Crystal asked me to do the pyrotechnics at her goat's gender reveal, so I need to get off of here and load up on kerosene and burn cream.
Ex-cousin.
How could you have an ex-cousin? Well, if there's a divorce in marriage, could you have an ex-cousin?
I would think so, yeah, some way, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. If it's cousin through blood, it's forever.
Yeah, it's forever.
But the thing at the end about the gender reveal for a goat? Well, that was very different, wasn't it, friends? All right. 7:14. Big weather headed our way.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
There's a lot of rain in the state right now, but most of it is from Clinton on northward. There was some rain in the middle of the night. Somehow the airport got 0.08 at some point or other.
But the risk of showers, very small today. Maybe an isolated shower. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Upper 70s today. Mild tonight, but I think we're dry for the Biscuits game. The Biscuits home opener. Low tonight, 62. Tomorrow, Wednesday, high 79. We're dry through the morning hours. Widespread rain and thunderstorms begins in the afternoon, but especially late afternoon into the evening and Wednesday night, with the risk of excessive rainfall amounts, flood watch in effect, severe weather threat, all modes of severe weather. In fact, a level 3 severe weather risk from Montgomery on west of a Montgomery-Troy line, and even a level 4 risk when you get to the Mississippi, or close to the Mississippi line. Thursday, leftover showers will be around with a high around 72. Nice weather returning, mostly sunny Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. A beautiful weekend ahead. Right now it's cloudy and 61. At 7:16.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Does seeing the sun today leave you feeling depressed? You may be suffering from post-eclipse letdown disorder, a condition that affects anyone who enjoyed yesterday's sudden darkness. Fortunately, there's a cure. Introducing your eyelids. Thanks to these two pieces of skin, you can have darkness wherever you are, whenever you want. Just close your eyes and voila! It's your own personal eclipse. Sometimes they'll close on their own for a surprise eclipse, like when you watch golf on TV. Or listen to your spouse gripe about work. Your eyelids. Don't let the sun bring you down.
I got that story posted on Facebook about Google searches for my eyes hurt.
Oh, no.
That's just incredible.
How could somebody be that stupid or not know? I mean, we were barraged with information for weeks.
Posted a graph that shows this huge spike taking place in the search field. Do you see this thing that NASA got the pictures of the, it's like a surfboard kind of thing orbiting the moon?
No, I did not see that.
Yeah, this is, you wonder, we are not alone. There it is. That is orbiting the moon. How did it get there? Who sent it? Was it from one of our countries on Earth or somebody else? Yeah. And let's see. This is hilarious. Have you seen this roller coaster ride here?
Let's see. What's going on
here? Nice, hot young couple. They got their arms up. Oops. Her wig comes off. He looks, and then he notices that other things are starting to fly off her as well. He's getting sick to his stomach. And then he looks at her at the end of the ride, and she is a dude.
Oh, man, that's hilarious.
Really is. Not that we're making fun of anybody. And this will keep your brain busy for a while. The metaphor for time healing all wounds.
Is that sand?
That is sand. And notice how every time the blade turns, indicating time, the gouge of pain gets smaller. I'll tell you what, sometimes that can be really
fascinating.
Thanks.
Well, like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives, you know?
Yeah, absolutely there, Mr. Thomas. Let me talk about Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Many people are shopping in the pre-owned market for budgetary considerations, what you want to do, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I don't think I bought a brand new car, and I can't remember the last one. But here's the thing. You want to make sure you're buying from people that are selling reliable cars, that are ready to deliver to you thousands of reliable miles without incident. Jack Ingram Select is a step above Signature because they have select used cars with factory protection, big selection, factory protection. It's always been the case at Ingram, but John Ingram, the general manager there, has taken it to the next step by offering a certified warranty backed by Nissan Certified Select program covering all cars and brands, foreign and domestic, so that when you go to shop there, you can look at the vehicle and know that they have done everything they possibly can, an 84-point engine checkup. It's got to meet factory standards, not just be working. It's got to meet the original standards. Then they add to that, in addition to that extended warranty, roadside assistance for the duration of the warranty period and rental car reimbursement, too. That is solid backup for every vehicle. So all you need to do is find the car that works for you, your family, your business, and don't worry about getting a loan because they've got 25 lending partners to make sure you get down on a car that you'll love to drive. JackIngramSelect.com to get started. Don't forget, Jack Ingram also has brand new Nissans, Porsches, Volkswagen, Volvos, Audis, and Mercedes-Benz in one location on the boulevard. It is 7:20. I guess that's not a call. We're going to get your Blue Water News with Sky and come back with part one of Random Facts. Precede, anything we need to know?
No.
Oh, okay, just wondering. Sometimes people call over the traffic or something.
Sometimes people just want to talk to Jay.
He's
and
the
he
hero.
Did, and he did, he did.
All righty. Here's your local news with Sky, part one of Random Facts coming up. Stay tuned, because following that, we have a $20 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. The Alabama House of Representatives has approved legislation that would give property owners and law enforcement better tools to deal with individuals who illegally occupy the homes of others. House Bill 182 increases the penalties for squatters who attempt to take over a residence that does not belong to them. Montgomery Police Chief Daryl Albert has been placed on administrative leave. Mayor Stephen Reed made the announcement Monday afternoon. Mayor Reed did not give a reason for the change, saying that would be announced when the matter is concluded. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left a man dead Sunday night. 52-year-old Christopher Manuel was shot in the 4700 block of Mobile Highway just off the Southern Boulevard late Sunday night. Manuel was pronounced dead on the scene. No further information has been released. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Aw, man, I have another hangnail.
You shouldn't pick at your toes. Daddy says you might cause ingrown toenails.
Speaking of Daddy, it's time to remind people how important it is to see a podiatrist.
Yeah, Shannon, our dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, treats things like tendonitis and bunions.
If a person is diabetic, it's important to have a foot exam by a podiatrist.
Call today for an appointment at 265-7585.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It's April 9th, the greatest day ever. On the 9th of April, 1926, Hugh Hefner was born. At first, it was difficult to determine Hef's birthday because when they found his birth certificate, the pages were stuck together. Have a great April 9th, the greatest day ever. And now,
if you are ready, so are we. Part one of
Random Facts. If you are ready.
Hugh.
You are ready.
Did you know this artist has the most Album of the Year nominations, or Grammy Album of the Year nominations? He's had 8 nominations for the award. He was the first artist to win the award twice. He was also the first to win it 3 times. He has also won 6 other Grammy Awards and was nominated for 31 Grammys. Who am I talking about?
Rich?
I don't know.
It's probably going to be somebody not what we consider superstar.
No. Quite a superstar.
Elton John?
Not Elton John, though.
Bruce Springsteen?
This person is dead.
Okay. Elvis?
Not Elvis, but you're very... That's a good answer. That's a really good answer.
Man.
And it's a single artist, so...
It's not.
Who's dead?
The day the music died.
Well, if you think about it, the first artist to win the award twice, album of the year. So that's got to put you way back.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure it's happened many other times since.
Frank Sinatra?
Frank Sinatra.
Hey, not too bad, huh?
No response from Rich.
Chairman of the board.
He's got no response.
I know. I'm baffled. I'm hurt.
Did you know? Look, this is factual, even though it sounds like a dad joke. Fuel that is made from grass is called gasoline.
Fuel made from grass
is called gasoline. Yeah. I know it sounds like just a stupid word pun, but it's legit. Gasoline. Did you know? In an attempt to assassinate Hitler, of which there were many, a Nazi officer hid two time bombs in his jacket, and he led Hitler on a tour of a museum. However, Hitler went through that museum very fast. He raced through the entire tour of the museum and left before those bombs ever exploded. So the Nazi officer had to rush to the bathroom where he was able to defuse the bombs before they went off.
Whoa.
But he was ready to kill himself, with Hitler. But Hitler went through the museum way before the bombs were set to go off. So,
yeah. Hey, Fuhrer, don't you want to look at this little
case? Yeah, I would love to have seen how he was
able. How about visiting the souvenir shop for a while?
I mean, you could see him talking to, hey, here's you want to go see some more parts? I know we already saw that. You want to go back to it and see it again?
How many attempts on Hitler's life?
Many. There were over 30.
Yeah, there was a lot. And then you could also break that down as to how many attempts on his life from his own people, his own, you know, inner circle.
I still like watching Valkyrie every once in a while with Tom.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We recently did. Yeah.
Did you know, in 2014, a Belgian math teacher had an interesting way of disciplining his class? You see, in 2014, he had already read all the books there were to read in the Game of Thrones series, but everybody else was watching the show. So, he threatened to spoil parts of the show, because he was already ahead in the books, if the class didn't behave.
I see.
So he used that as a incentive to, like, look, I'll spoil it for you. If you guys don't do it, I'll tell you all the different things that happened.
I'll turn this classroom right around.
Hey, by the way, folks, 42 attempts on Hitler's life. So that's a lot of attempts. But
yeah,
that may be a random fact. I mean, that may be a question. Who knows?
42 unsuccessful attempts to kill a dude. That's a lot of...
And Hitler started to...
Failure.
Think, especially after Valkyrie, that he had divine...
Yes, that God was looking out for him.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I remember there was where did I see a video? I don't know if it was on Facebook or wherever. I saw a video somewhere. It was of Hitler, and he was at a... I don't think it was... Maybe it was the Olympics. I can't remember where he was at. It was a public gathering. It was outside. But the camera focused on him... And he was twitchy as hell. Like all these muscle movements and just these.
Well, he was on tons of serious medication.
Yeah, he had one of those Dr. Feelgood doctors, just like Kennedy did.
Did you know beavers are amazing? I am.
Justin?
The more beavers. No, not beavers, but beavers. Beavers, I think, are one of the most amazing animals. The more I find out about them, the more they impress me. 70% of the trees that are felled by beavers, and they do this instinctually, those trees fall towards the water. So, in other words, they try to make sure the trees fall towards the water to save on... You know, dragging the trees over there and everything else. So, yeah, they're just really smart animals.
Wow.
Just amazing sort of architects and everything else. They just like, I've seen videos of people who have beavers in their home just kind of as pets. And they will instinctually just grab stuff and start putting it in a hallway to
I didn't know.
Build a dam, essentially.
Yeah. Why would you want to have a beaver as a pet then?
More than likely, these were people who were doing, what's that?
Are beavers pettable? I mean, are they like domesticated in that?
What am I trying to think of? When you're helping wildlife to get back, like you're
rehabbing.
Yes, basically. Oh, okay. Is essentially, and I'm trying to think of what the word is, but yes, it is something like that where you're taking care of this beaver, and while you're doing
parenting,
that,
but temporary parenting. I know. I'm trying to think of the word too.
Janelle did that with Easy.
Exactly.
New dog.
Fostering
a beaver.
Did you know?
I'm Alanis Morissette.
There is only one United States president that has had a PhD.
Ooh.
Yeah. Good luck on that one. I would never know this. I'd be throwing names out left and right.
Okay. PhD. I'm not going to try then. No.
Jimmy Carter?
Not Carter, no.
But that's a good guess. That's a really good guess.
He's a great example of somebody who's well-educated and didn't have a frickin' dime's worth of common sense.
That's true, too.
Let me see if I can tell you. His presidency was in the he was in the 20s as far as the numbers. Not in the 1920s, I was saying. He was one of the presidents that was between 20s.
Madison, and, Monroe?
No. That's too early. So, let's say
1820s.
Let's say Wilson.
Coolidge.
Let's say Wilson.
Not in the 1820s. He was the
in the 20s as far as
the number
of presidents.
Yeah.
Oh, so that 20s.
Yes, that's what I meant.
Okay.
How about Wilson?
You got it.
Yeah.
Woodrow.
Wow.
And there's another great example of somebody with a big education and zero common sense.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, me?
Coming up on
Dr. Rich Thomas's forecast is ahead.
Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to tell you about two things that we got from Sears. And while Sears isn't really around anymore, these two things are. Two things that were created by Sears that are still around today.
That saddens me.
We will also tell you about the Patriots' Super Bowl ring. From the 51st Super Bowl.
Okay.
A little random fact about that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll tell you about a 3-cent piece that used to exist.
A 3-cent piece?
A 3-cent piece. I know. Sounds weird, doesn't it? We will tell you about the first feature film to release on the DVD format.
Huh.
Oh, I'm going to hear about that.
And we have a random fact about the construction of the One World Trade Center. That is all coming up on Random Facts.
All right, it is 7:33, and yet another convoluted intro to go. When you're shopping for furniture, selection means everything. You never want to settle for something because it comes close to what you really want. How about just finding what you really want at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings? 60,000 square feet of selection space. This is a very functional warehouse, but it is set up like a store. They just didn't waste a lot of money on infrastructure that ultimately the customer has to pay for. In fact, it's big enough, Rich mentioned, you could have your own weather system in this place.
Yeah, that's right.
What's important above and beyond the selection of the people there, Stella Beard, Leslie Woolfolk, who is a decorator by trade, can help you theme up a room or your entire home, whatever you're looking for. And for a great sneak preview of the selection at Kaiser, in my opinion, the best in the River Region, go to shopkaiserkyser.com. I don't know why you need to go to a fancy building with neon and all the rest of the stuff to find the right piece of furniture when Kaiser doesn't make you pay for any of those frills. Everything at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings marked 50% off the top ticket price. They offer Synchrony Luxury financing on purchases exceeding $1,000 for qualified customers. And you pay less in sales tax there, too. Now you're buying furniture, you're spending a little money. Why not save money there, too? 8.25% at Kaiser versus 10% in Montgomery. I just gave you a whole bunch of great reasons to shop wiser. Shop Kaiser, KYSER, shopkaiser.com, Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. And again, here is traffic at 7:35.
Well, we're busy.
busiest this morning on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Second to that, as far as congestion, would be 231 out of Wetumpka. Troy Highway, light to moderate, as well as 331 into Montgomery. No major problems. Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated on traffic. Invisible Fence has Boundary Plus technology, giving your pet more play area right up to the boundary. No confusion, no lockouts, no stress. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Need storage? Riverway Storage is a 20-acre secure and monitored facility storing personal and household items, RVs, campers, and boats. They're all a part of their service. Recreational vehicles can be stored outside or under two types of covered buildings. Their facility has plenty of room, even for heavy equipment. For your convenience, registration and payments can be made online. A locally owned business located just off Redland Road at 480 Old Rifle Range Road near Wetumpka, just off Highway 231 on the way to the lakes. Visit their website at riverwaystorage.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, from the moment we pick up the phone, you will hear the difference. We are passionate about what we do. To us, you're not just another applicant. When you call on us, you are trusting that we have your best interest at heart, and we do. We treat our customers like family, and that's why our customers turn into family. Coming back to us time and time again. We know you have many options when it comes to mortgage financing, and we appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. We are excited to hear from you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our passion is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586 368, Equal Housing Lender.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The IRS reminds you that the filing deadline is almost here. Your tax revenue is vital for funding essential government services like, well, the IRS. Pay your taxes now so we can hire tens of thousands of new IRS agents to make sure you pay your taxes in the future. Your tax dollars will go to hiring and training and also weapons and ammunition. Actually, forget those last two things. The IRS needs the proper funding to continue implementing our unique operational model, wherein we know exactly what you owe in taxes, but don't tell you, and instead make you spend time and money figuring it out for yourself. And if you're off by even a few pennies, we'll charge you penalties and interest and maybe even throw you in jail. So this tax season, the IRS thanks you for funding the IRS.
And now, what do you say we file our return to
random facts?
Just like IRS.
He has contributed so much to
I mean, he's just on top of things.
Can't put anything past me.
We got a report that 31 Day Street's really backed up, and I was Eric the dog, and I was just telling him that it's probably because the Day Street gate traffic to Maxwell is probably what's causing all of that.
Eric the dog. We saw all of the beautiful planes that he painted.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. As a matter of fact,
that Walker Around Museum.
You were pointing them out to me.
Yes.
Did you know these two things are still in use today, but they were created by Sears, which is not in use today? Do you have any idea what they might be? They're not...
Catalog?
They're not ad items, right. They're not... it would be something...
Credit?
And okay, that's very close.
I want to say... Oh, okay. The bank card.
Well, the Discover card. Sears created Discover card.
That works.
I use that all the time.
And then they created another company, basically.
Bank America card?
It's not finances. It's not related to finances.
Oh, okay.
No, Allstate Insurance.
Oh, that's
really?
Right.
Yes.
That's right. That was Sears.
That came out of Sears.
You remember the morning? Remember that older woman we used to work with?
Yeah.
And towards the end, they had a line of jeans they carried that I really liked. And so I was in there, and I found what I wanted, and I'm standing there at the red. There's nobody around. So I finally just picked up the intercom and said, customer service to menswear. Sure enough, a few minutes later, a couple of, I see a head bobbing up and down coming between the aisles of clothing. And
escorted out of the store. Checked out
that. Otherwise, I'd probably still be standing there.
Did you know the Patriots ring from Super Bowl 51 has 283 diamonds on it? Done so because it commemorates their comeback from being down 28-3. That was when the Patriots came back.
Yeah. 283 diamonds?
Yes.
You're kidding me. Wow.
That is a lot.
And by the way, this just in from Facebook friend Margaret.
Yeah?
Wreck on 85 South, right past the shorter exit. Traffic is backing up big time.
Okay.
85 South. Isn't that the haunted highway?
That's what we used to hear.
Or the heart attack highway, whatever it is. I don't know. Yeah. There were so many different nicknames for roads. Did you know there used to be a 3-cent piece, and this goes back into the 1800s.
Yeah, 3 cents went a long way in them days.
1865 to 1873. There was a 3-cent silver, 3-cent nickel, and they also did a 3-cent bronze piece. Anyway, they were called trimes.
Trimes?
Trimes.
Hey, Rich, you got change for a trime?
Yeah. But do you know the cent mark, with the C with the X? That's not on keyboards anymore.
You're right about that.
It's just not available
anymore. I don't remember it ever being on keyboards.
Well, we worked with older equipment at one time.
Yeah. Once upon a time, there were...
Where was it on the board?
On the right side?
Towards the top? I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to look that up. Cent key on...
Those of us who are hunting peckers, the self-taught...
Again, don't look at me.
We taught ourselves on the old school type.
I know, right? I started with Tom Thumb.
So did I.
It was all caps.
And I'll never, ever be able to type the way everybody else does.
No.
Forget it.
Oh, so you can still use the cent piece. You hold the Alt key.
Oh, okay.
And then on the numeric keypad on your keyboard, you just type in 0162.
0162?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to check this out.
Yeah, put it on something. Yeah.
Alt.
And then 0162.
162. Oh, I can't type into that.
I think 166 is the temperature, the degree bar.
Oh, 0166?
Yeah.
Okay.
Alt 0162. This thing is not letting me type.
Is it typing anything?
No.
Okay.
All right. Weird. Well, it's not. Yeah. Well, see, I didn't know if it would work on a Mac. I don't know what the Alt key is on a Mac. Because you don't have an Alt key on the Mac.
Alt 0162.
It
won't. But no, it keeps bringing up save the document.
Is your num key is your numpad turned on, or are you typing? What are you typing on?
The keyboard to this computer.
No, I meant the number keys. Not the top row, but the numeric keypad on the side.
Oh, that.
Is that turned on?
It's still not working. You got to turn it on.
So is NumLock turned on or is it turned off?
I didn't know you could turn that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's locked on. So let's try 0162. It made a face.
Look at that. It's weird.
It gave me like 4 boxes.
Interesting. Okay. Did you know, after DVD technology was developed, this was the first Hollywood feature film chosen for release in that format?
Okay.
Comes from 1996.
Okay. I want to say Independence Day.
No, but big blockbuster type of thing. You're in the right park.
Okay.
And you're very. And that was a good. That was. I think that was the correct year.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Money?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
It was Twister.
Twister!
Yeah.
And by the way, that's the sequel's coming out.
Yeah, when is that? That would be a great summer.
Next summer. I think it's next summer.
Oh, next summer?
Yeah.
Too bad.
And finally, did you know, during the construction of the One World Trade Center, workers had the choice of either bringing their lunches to the construction site or facing the nearly impossible task of descending to the ground, which took 30 minutes.
Out of your 1 hour.
Yeah, it took you 30 minutes to go from wherever they were at the top to get down to the ground.
How about that?
So they could get to their food. And then I guess it would take 30 minutes to go back up.
Yeah, there goes your hour.
Good God. To solve this, a Subway franchise created a full shop in a shipping container, which was then lifted up to where the workers were.
You're kidding me.
And they could feed them that way.
How about that?
That's pretty inventive.
Subway probably spent, but the franchisee or whoever probably spent a lot of money to make that happen. But the amount of money they probably got back from that.
Didn't cover it, yeah.
It probably wasn't, but my God, you know those guys probably were appreciative of that. And
how'd you like to eat Subway every day, though?
I mean,
Not until they renounced Megan Rapinoe. I told you that 1,000 times.
Well, this was during the construction of One World Trade Center, so it probably didn't happen. It probably happened before that.
Oh, so this was
during the construction of One World Trade.
The latest one.
Yes.
Yes.
It happened likely before that after the Jared thing, but before the Rapinoe thing.
Gotcha.
So, But those are your random facts.
All right.
Thank you, Jay. Let me visit TreemastersAL.com here. I just got to tell you again, you heard me talking about it. We had Todd Clark from Tree Masters come out and give us an estimate. We had a tree that we knew had to come down. And then I wasn't too sure about a couple of others. Turned out we needed three removed. Yeah. Not only that, we had one that had to have a serious cutback because the branches were starting to destroy the shingles on that side of the house. But wait, there's more. There were stumps galore from bushes and from the previous owner. All of that is gone. All of that is gone. Todd gave us an estimate on the project. They came out, and watching them work was fascinating because it's not just, they don't send Paul Bunyan out to chop the tree down and go away. They've got the equipment to do it right the first time, and they follow the safety protocols to a T. And they got rid of all the debris, which was wonderful. It was over in less than a day. But here's something else that I thought was really cool. My neighbors were watching because they were up. They used a cherry picker to bring down the trees and so forth.
Yeah.
They came by. They walked by the house to watch them work, and they got hired for four other jobs right then and there because their work is a great example of how it's done right.
They came to see me.
If you have a tree that needs to be removed, bushes, trees, stumps, whatever it is, have it done right by Tree Masters. For a free estimate, call Todd at 676-3638, 676-3638. For the entire scope of their services, visit them online at TreeMastersAL.com. Sparky, we're getting ready for a contest. What's up?
You're talking about those 3 cent pieces.
Yeah.
I was going through my old coins the other day, and I found one of those.
Oh. Really?
And it's really in great shape. So I called an old friend of mine who was a coin dealer. Said they're worth about $14.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
I've never seen one, and I was a coin collector for a long time. Then I spent it all on girls.
1863, I think it was.
Okay. Actually, let us know. Maybe if anybody has one, I'd like to see one. Send me a picture. We would appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for the $20 Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about the only United States president to have a Ph.D. Who was it?
272-9228, basic civics here, friends. 272-9228. First person with the correct answer and is eligible to win gets that $20 Food Outlet gift certificate. We have follow-up questions to get you bonus entries in Friday's grand prize drawing. That's 272-9228. We're standing by to talk to you right now.
Well, we're busy areas this morning on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Second to that as far as congestion would be 231 out of Wetumpka. Troy Highway, light to moderate, as well as 331 into Montgomery. No major problems. Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka. Buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated on traffic. Invisible Fence has Boundary Plus technology, giving your pet more play area right up to the boundary. No confusion, no lockouts, no stress. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
All right, let's get an answer to our pop quiz question. And the first caller we go to is...
Alan!
Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
All righty, what is the answer we're looking for?
Woodrow Wilson
is correct.
You get the ding and the $20 food outlet gift certificate. We'll go over the specials a little bit later. Hang on. Good work. All right, let's go to Darren next.
Hey, Darren next. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Let's see. I'll pick this one here. Oh, do you know what the 3-cent piece were called? No. Was called? What they referred to him as?
Tri-cent?
Well, we're going to take that.
Trimes. Yeah, you got it. We're giving it to you.
Trimes is the answer, but...
Trimes.
Good guess.
A good one.
All right, now we go for my favorite part of the follow-up, to Backup Steve.
Hey, Backup Steve.
Good morning. Hey, Greg, you are always ready with a convoluted intro for Random Facts. No doubt about it. Always well timed.
Thank you very much, sir.
You betcha.
Tell me the first feature film to be released on the DVD format. It was way back in 1996.
Oh, my gosh. We've got cows in Twister.
Yeah.
You are correct.
There's another cow. I said, no, I think that's the same cow.
Remember they had the double Twisters, which I think is impossible, right?
No. There's been double Twisters in Nebraska.
You can have two Twisters, but the problem is they had the debris going in the wrong direction.
Wrong direction, that was it.
How could they let a mistake like that happen? Yeah. Do they have a consultant on that? Dumbass.
They need to consult Dr. Rich Thomas.
They can fix that next summer here with the re-release.
Steve, thanks a lot for the call and the good
news. Take care. Have a good day, fellas.
All right. Tracy, good morning.
Hi. Yes, good morning. You wanted to know that Woodrow Wilson?
Yeah, but we got an answer for that. How about some things Sears created? They actually created two things, and we're not talking about products. What did they create?
Discover Card and Allstate Insurance.
That's correct. You got it.
You get a double dinger for that. Thank you, Tracy. Try again tomorrow. And finally, J-Tom.
Hey, J-Tom, hi.
Hey.
How many attempts on Hitler's life were there?
43?
42, we'll take it.
Yeah, that's close. Yeah.
Close enough. Close without going over. Thank you, J-Tom. We're running a little behind here at 7:53.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Most of the showers in the state are in the northern half of the state right now, and that's where they're going to continue to be as this first little lead disturbance moves through. So we'll say... risk of an isolated shower. That's not out of the question. Mostly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s. Mild tonight. Should be good for the Biscuits home opener. Low temperature down to about 62. Wednesday's high 79. Much of the day dry, but widespread rain and thunderstorms, especially beginning in the afternoon, and particularly late afternoon into the evening and Wednesday night. Risk of excessive rainfall amounts, flash flood watch in effect, severe weather threat, all modes of severe weather possible. In fact, there is a level 3 risk along and west of the line from Montgomery to Troy, so we're going to be watching that closely. Thursday, some leftover scattered showers, 72 the high. Nice weather returning for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. A great weekend forecast. By Sunday, we're back up to about 82 for a high. Right now, it's cloudy and 61 at 7:54.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
wonder if they got that accident near Shorter on southbound on 85 cleared up yet. I don't know, but Jay was telling us about the increased traffic on 31 there, probably due to the Day Street gate being used at Maxwell this morning. Let me talk to you about our friends at MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body. Hopefully you're not going to need them anytime soon. In fact, they hope you're not going to need them anytime soon, but they're standing by to take care of you whenever you do need them. It's easy to take shortcuts in the paint and body business, but that's not the way they roll at Montgomery Paint and Body. Take it from me. I've been a customer for over 35 years. Several vehicles have gone in, and I'm amazed at how they do business. Their attention to detail, no shortcuts, dedicated, consistent, trustable. That's why they're still in business for over four decades at Montgomery Paint and Body. Their phone number is easy. You know, it's easy to get a little flustered when you are in a mishap. 27 wreck with a W is their phone number. Tell the tow truck driver Montgomery Paint and Body, and they'll know exactly where to take it. They're also your insurance company should be tell your insurance agent that you prefer to have your car fixed at Montgomery Paint and Body. That is your choice. They can't tell you where to have your car fixed. And by the way, speaking of insurance companies, they act as an advocate for you with your insurance company. Sometimes the insurance company will try to balk at, that doesn't need to be fixed. But the Turners will definitely argue your case with the insurance company, and they'll do you right. Montgomery Paint and Body, they will fix your car as good as new, maybe better.
Looks like we have traffic update from Laurel. Good morning.
Oh, no. Hey.
Hi.
Hey, I was just going to tell you about a wreck.
Okay.
It's on 14, right past the 14-170 intersection. So
okay.
I think it's got a work van and stuff involved.
Is it, can you get around it, or is traffic?
No, I've been stuck here for about 5 minutes and okay. It's not moving.
All right.
We really appreciate you taking time out of your morning to let us know that, Laurel. It's nice to know you're out there.
Yes, sir.
Have a great day.
No problem. You too.
All righty. We've got the Wall Street Business Report at 7:57.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warned China on Monday that Washington will not accept new industries being decimated by Chinese imports as she wrapped up her 4 days of meetings to press her case for Beijing to rein in excess industrial capacity. Americans relying on government benefits to buy food and other essentials are slashing spending, prompting food makers like Kraft Heinz to overhaul their products and strategies following years of price hikes. Maryland lawmakers have put the finishing touches on priority legislation that includes a measure to help employees of the Port of Baltimore affected by the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. Spirit Airlines has reached a deal with Airbus to delay all aircraft deliveries scheduled for the second quarter from 2025 through 2026 and intends to furlough about 260 pilots as the U.S. carrier looks to save cash. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River Region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the 5 P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-288.